For too long, we've lived in a world of canceled and delayed. No more. Those plans you've been making, they're on, thanks to Ongo, the number one ranked at-home rapid COVID-19 test. So that vacation where you get to swim with the pigs, it's on. Your friend's wedding that was pushed back 4 times, it's on. The roar of the stadium, it's on too. Ongo, COVID-19 test results in minutes. Ongo is available at letsongo.com/radio and Amazon. This product has been authorized by the FDA during the public health emergency only and only for the detection of proteins from SARS-CoV-2, not other viruses. The claim number one ranked is supported by ECRI's usability evaluation conducted in December 2021.
They say to truly understand someone, you must walk a mile in their shoes. Well, at Lexus, we designed the ES with you in mind every step of the way. From class-leading legroom to positioning the touchscreen 4 inches closer. Everything in the Lexus ES, a direct reflection of you. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
2022 ES versus 2021-2022 competitors. Information from manufacturers' websites as of 5/3/2021.
Hello everyone, it's Get O and you're welcome. You're listening to Melon Sugar. And today we come with a brand new episode of Freaky Freaky Friday. And I'd like to say a very big thank you to everyone for doing the listening. Continue to listen on Spotify or on any other streaming platform to get notified so you can enjoy more and more episodes as they are dropped. So, how was your weekend? Or how do you plan to spend your weekend? For me, I'll just be indoors. I'll just try to have maybe go out to the beach or go out and just have fun with a friend. Because my whole week was so tedious, I couldn't even do anything. I was just in bed for 2 days. I took my COVID jab, so I was in bed for 2 days. But I'm okay and I went to work, and these 3 days, like Wednesday, Thursday and today, has been so hectic. Today I had to just close at like 6 p.m. I'm sorry, I just got a cut out. Yeah, so today on Freaky Friday, it will just be simple and just bland. We have BB Ninja season 6. I'll just be giving you a gist about everything that's been going on this week and a whole lot, and about an opinion piece I read or I saw on Twitter, and about a guy who messaged me and wanted me to like talk about it and just really throw out on today's episode on Freaky Freaky Friday, and that will be coming up. So I guess you guys should just stay tuned and just be relaxed as I take you on just being freaky and sassy on this Friday. So dear listeners, on weekend, this was like, I like to like introduce or recommend an artist to you that I think you guys should really really listen to. So rising star like Danny Draco, he teamed up with like legendary Esteban labels to deliver his like debut masterpiece EP Higher Life. So following the success of his lead single Trigger comes the much haunted release of Draco's debut EP Higher Life. The project was written and produced entirely by Danny Draco himself, and I think one of my favorite track on the EP is Trigger. Seriously, with the cool tempo, with the everything about that song is on fire. You just love it. And I think followed by Trouble and 2916 and More Money. So I think you guys should go check it out because it's very, very, very nice. And I think it's one of those EPs that were that like I was just thinking about what to like recommend for a friend to like listening to listen to this weekend, and that was what like actually came into my mind. So I think I want to recommend that to you guys, so you listen and just give me your feedback. He's available on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, I think Spotify, everywhere. Just search Danny Draco. That's DANIDRACO. And the EP's name is Higher Life. So yeah, you guys should just check it out and just relax with it, chill with it this weekend, and vibe with it. It's cool. Oh yeah, seriously, I want to talk about the things that happened during this week on BB Niger, Big Brother Niger Season 6, Shine Your Eyes. So, Maria was the new head of house and he picked Boma to support. And I think for the new head of house, she went in and I think she saw that the condoms in the house from 32 to 16 have reduced. So, she was talking it with the other girls and the guys, and some of them, Angel was like shaking her head, and like I don't mean to say she knows how like maybe some of the condoms have been used in the house, but she went on to reply that yes, she has been hearing noises. So I think Biggie has to like investigate where the noises come from. So a whole lot has been happening, and I think from the last week when Perry was the head of the house, he actually took the cooking role from White Money. Like, so agitated on social media, and people were like doing a whole lot of stuff. So I think that thing has culminated into a whole lot, and you get fans of both of them talking and just doing nasty things to each other on Twitter and on social media. So one thing again I would like to talk about is on the early hours of Tuesday morning, Perry and White Money had a quarrel when their housemates were doing the whisper game that Cross introduced to them to play. So after Perry confronted White Money and demanded to know about what he told Angel during the show, so it was like a person had to tell his or her secret to the other about another housemate in the house. So it's like if me and maybe a listener listening to me was in the house, I'll tell a secret about someone I know in that house to the listener, whoever is listening to me. So Cross called Perry. So Cross called Perry to play the game and wanted to hear what the last, and Perry actually wanted to hear what the last person whispered. It's like this was just against the rules, and I think Perry shouldn't have just done that. And I think that thing made him look so jealous, like he's so jealous of White Money. And I think there are people on social media who are like, oh yeah, he's so jealous of him because White Money is doing a lot of things like very nice. And Perry was actually telling someone in the house that he thinks that is White Money's strategy in winning the prize. And for me, basically, I won't say that. I don't think that's his strategy. I think that's how White Money is. That's how his persona is. I think he's someone that even in the house, you could see that a lot of people get so comfortable with him. Yeah. So I think Perry should just relax. And so when the game ended, because of Perry, and Perry wanted to know what Angela heard. So apparently, when Cross called White Money to ask about what to tell his secret, I think White Money called Angel to tell her the secret. So I think Perry wanted to know what from Angel, what White Money told her about the secret. And like, some housemates were not so comfortable about it and all that, and for me, I think the worst people, I think, making this fight look more gross are the fans on social media. Actually, they are making the thing look like, for you sometimes, like, okay, for us the neutrals that we don't even support anyone, you feel like, whoa, what is this? You hear funny comments about people saying a whole lot of stuff, so it makes the show more relaxing on TV. But on social media, the banter is so I think disgusting, but it's very nice to read them. Yeah. and that's for the week. That's like the funny tweets on Twitter currently, so you can just check it out on Twitter if you are in West Africa or any Africa. You just search hashtag BB96 and you can just read some of the laughable comments and the tweets there. And I think this just the gist on BB Niger Season 6, Shine Your Eye. So you can catch it on DSTV and just watch it. For me, I only watch it on weekends. I don't get to watch it on weekdays because I'm mostly busy. I think it's very nice. So for me, I'm rooting for White Money and Maria. I think I like her personality. I like how she is. So I think many of you have other people that you are rooting for. For me, the two people I'm rooting for is Maria and White Money. Yeah. So I think that's what That's all the gist for BB Niger. Season 6, I'll catch you same time next week with more. Let's go next to what we have to talk about next.
Mud!
I wanna talk about the things. I wanna talk about the things where they feel. I know they say what I know me. So if I tell you, say I like it, be the yeah. You got me confused. I'm in the mood. In my shaka, what you want me? I got you. You got me confused. I'm in the mood. In my shaka, what you want me? I got you. Yeah. Take me a job. Would you see me and my good sister? I be that child when you look at me, I'm up. I live for your heart, so I'll be your love.
For eternity, I give you my all. All I mean, I know your opportunity. If I be player, I go put them on pause. Mommy, do you believe in second chances? Mommy, do you believe in soul ties? I've been looking for the one, think I found her. I feel love, then I look into your eyes.
Hey, yeah. Mommy, I draw. Would you show me how my conscious are? I've been a child, you give me a ball. I live for your heart, so I'll be your love.
It's a freaky message from our listeners, and I got two, and I'd like to share it with you. So the first text is from Agri, and he sent us an email, and he says, "Hi Melon Sugar, last week I had sex with 3 girls, and on Saturday, I have been wondering, should I go and get tested? Please let me know." Yeah, I think you should go and get tested, because now I think, and you didn't state if you had raw sex or protected sex. So I think if it's raw sex, I think you should go and get tested and make sure you everything within you is clean, and always make sure you guys should always make sure you wear a condom. Always wear a condom, or if you don't want to, you go to your nearest health facility and go for a PrEP or a PrEP, like HIV, like I think AIDS preventive pill or something, so you guys will just enjoy sex and always make sure you guys are protected. And our next one is from Melinda. Melinda actually sent a tweet. And the next one is actually Melinda actually sent a tweet, like a direct message to us on Twitter. And she was like, she's like, let me read it. "Melon Sugar, anytime I have sex with my guy, I don't orgasm. So anytime I have to always fake it and make it look like I really, really enjoyed it, but I don't enjoy any bits of it. I'm not a sex expert. I think why I'm getting all these messages is from my first episode, that's Crazy Relationships. Yeah, so I think I'm not a sex expert, and I think faking orgasm is very bad, because you should just tell the guy, wait, please, I'm not feeling the sex, I'm not in the vibe, I'm not in the mood, so can you just appease me, do something? You guys should just try something new out with your guy, Melinda. You should just open up to him and just stop faking it, because I think for us guys, we don't want a girl who fakes. We might like it, some might like it at a time, but not everyone likes it. So I think you should just talk with your guy and let him know anything. So if any of you, my listeners, would like to contribute or just send your questions or anything, you can just tweet or send us a message on Twitter at melonsugar_pod. At melonsugar_pod on Twitter, or you can just email us on melonsug, that's melonsug@gmail.com, and I'll just read and I'll just reply. And anyway, you can maybe be part of our show going forward, or just contribute, and maybe I might just push you on and I'll just do a show with you. That's all the messages we got for this week. So, as I end this show, I'd like to say, as you go on a weekend, for the ladies, the single ones, I think you should just go out and just explore, have fun. Maybe you might meet the Mr. Right that you want. And to the couples who are dating, the girls, the ladies out there, just make your relationship work. Make it just vibe. Make sure like you are in for your happiness, yeah. And for the guys to nurture your woman, make her look what you want her to be in your eyes, and yeah. And for us, the singles, and I think the other people who are depressed and all that, I think you should just find something to do. Just read something, just listen to music. You can just check out the artist of the weekend, Danny Draco, his music, and just vibe with it. Just be in control of yourself. Never let anything just depress you. Just have fun in life, because you only live once, and seriously, you only live once. You just have to just take it, everything in, step by step. Don't rush, just let it all be. So I think this weekend you can just go about, have fun, you can just go out, enjoy yourself. Go out and just enjoy yourself. If you're in Accra, you can go for Kachalewate, because I'll be there tomorrow. So I'm there tomorrow, so maybe next week, or we can do like a quick episode on Monday or Tuesday, and then I'll discuss the vibe, everything I went there, everything I learned and I explored. So you can just take a trip there to Chalawate tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and just go and cool up, just feel the vibe. Just go, you can just don't mingle with anyone, just go there and just have fun. Just be yourself, be in the artistry, everything should just vibe around you, like the sound of like anything, instrument, fire, have fun. Yeah, and maybe it might just rekindle something new to just go bust for the next weekdays. Yeah, I think I've said a lot, and I hope this episode has been very, very freaky, and I think this is how my freaky, and I think this how maybe I might look freaky or say something freaky, as in Freaky Friday, and everything I will discuss. So as I go, I'd like to say a very big thank you to everyone who's been doing the listening, and I'd like to say to our new listeners too, you should go follow and listen to us on Spotify or any other streaming platforms. Just follow, subscribe, and we'll just be so you can get notifications about new episodes. Follow, and follow us on Twitter at melonsugar_pod, melonsugar_pod, or melonsugar_pod, or you can just email us on melonsugar@gmail.com. So you'll find the links in the description below and anything. So I think it's just vibe. Have a cool weekend, and I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode of Freaky Friday. This has been Keto on Melon Sugar with Freaky Friday. Bye. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong.
This is getting heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beach shade like money.
Looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making 3 frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
This President's Day, celebrate American legends with great deals at the Jeep President's Day event. Right now, get 0% financing for 72 months on select 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. Excludes Grand Cherokee L, SRT, and Trackhawk. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/28/2022. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get the link to support this podcast. Thank you.